Welcome back to the Scoreline Podcast. I'm your host, Jack. You can find me on Twitter at JDM5335. And today we have a different podcast because this one is NBA exclusive. The NBA season started yesterday. It is 6:05 on Wednesday, 6:05 p.m. Basketball is just about to start at 7. I'll be watching games and then I'll turn to the Sixers at 7:30. But that's besides the point. This episode is going to be NBA exclusive. I asked you guys to ask me questions pertaining to this upcoming season, predictions, players who's going to take a step up, etc. So this should be a fun episode, and let's get to the questions. All right, first question comes from parsa.d_. Who's going to have the worst record in the league this year? And by far, in my opinion, that is going to be the Charlotte Hornets. Their starting lineup was just released, 30 minutes ago, actually. So let me read you guys that. It's pretty embarrassing. But I am a Sixers fan, so trust me, I know about bad lineups. I know the pain that the Hornets fans are going through. But their starting lineup is Terry Rozier, Dwayne Bacon, Miles Bridges, PJ Washington, and Cody Zeller. And if you asked me to pick a 20-win team, it'd be that. They'd be lucky to get to 20 wins, honestly. They're definitely going to be the worst team in the league. But I do like PJ Washington starting for them. That's pretty cool. He's going to have a good season. Who is on your fantasy team? That's from Go Birds Daily. So yesterday, me and three other followers did a fantasy basketball draft. It's a four-team league, so we all have really good teams. We paid $10 in the winner. The first place gets $25, and the second place gets $15. So shout out to those three people. They know who they are. But my team in a four-team league, you guys are going to be like, how is your team so good? It's just because there's four people in the league, so all of us have really good players. So Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Russell Westbrook, Giannis, Joel Embiid, Draymond Green, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson Jr. I almost said Justin Jackson. That's pretty embarrassing. Drew Holiday, De'Aaron Fox. On the bench, I snagged Blake Griffin. He fell because he's injured, but I guess they didn't want to pick him up for their bench, but I did. CJ McCollum and Al Horford. You know, we got the two Sixers, Joel Embiid and Al Horford. I was going to pick up Tobias Harris, but he was actually picked right before my pick, so I couldn't. But that's my team. Hopefully I can win the money. If not, I'll give it to – it goes to the followers, so it's all good. Next question comes from KWonster00. MIP, sixth man, best record West, best record East. I already answered this in the last episode, but I'll just do it now because this is an NBA – this is an NBA preview episode. So MIP, I have Lonzo Ball. I'm not going to explain it too much because it is in the last episode if you guys want to listen. Sixth man, I believe I said Lou Will. I didn't really have a good reason. I was just like, how could you pick against Lou Will for sixth man? Best record West, I believe, is either going to be the Clippers or Denver. Denver is always just a good regular season team. And with Paul George out for a while, I don't know. But Denver is always a good regular season team. I don't expect them to show up in the playoffs, but they're a very good regular season team. And in the East, I'm going to have to go with the Sixers. Is that biased? I don't think so. A lot of people have the Sixers coming out of the East this year. But just keep that in mind when I say that, because I am a Sixers fan, but I'm pretty confident they'll be the number one seed in the East. Okay. Next question comes from clean_apple_memes. Pacers or Nets? And I'm assuming he's asking without KD. So I'm going to go with the Pacers. You know, they're going to be without Oladipo, I believe, for the first part of the season. But their lineup is very deep. They have Miles Turner, Domantas Sabonis, Oladipo, Malcolm Brogdon. It's a very good defensive team, a very deep lineup. And I think they're going to have a good season. I think they're going to be the 4 seed or the 3 seed this season, assuming Oladipo comes back relatively quickly. So, yeah, definitely Pacers this season. But obviously when KD comes back, if he's even half of what he used to be, Nets are way better. This question also comes from Clean Apple Memes. Who's winning it all? I think it's going to be definitely either the Clippers or the Sixers. I think the NBA Finals matchup is going to be Clippers-Sixers. I'm not going to predict the winner just yet because the teams are going to make a lot of moves during the trade deadline. A lot of things happen. Like last year, the Sixers started off with Dario Saric, Robert Covington, and Markel Fultz in their starting lineup, and they ended up with Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. So a lot of things can change. So I'm not going to pick a winner just yet. Next question comes from Hoani_A.A. Who's going to win MVP? I believe it's going to be – I don't remember who I picked in the last episode, so I might be contradicting myself, but I think I picked James Harden. But if not, that's who I will go with. I feel like he's going to have a really good season, And if he can pair well with Westbrook, they're going to have a very good record. So I don't think they would give it to Giannis back-to-back. I think that it'll probably go to Harden. Just Another Dead Page asks, personally, what is your favorite young core in the NBA and why? I would say the Sixers, but I wouldn't say their core is too young anymore. Like, they're younger, but it's not like a young core. So my favorite young core probably would be the Pelicans, because A, I really like Zion, even though he's hurt. I like Lonzo. I think he's going to be my MIP. I think Ingram has potential, and I really like Nikhil Alexander-Walker or Naw. He had a pretty rough debut last night, but he had an amazing pass to Jahlil Okafor, which you could see on my Twitter at JDM5335. So I think he has a lot of potential, but he's pretty raw as of now, so he needs time to develop. But yeah, they have a great young core, and Drew Holiday there and Redick there to help solidify the core. I think they have a very, very, very bright future. Next question. Oh, also, and later in the episode, no one asked this, but I'm just going to do my 1-4 seed for each conference. Yeah, so I'll do that. No one asked that. So let's just do it now. There's not any more questions left, so I'll just do it now. So my 1-4 for the Eastern Conference, this is assuming Victor Oladipo comes back relatively soon. I have 1 Sixers, 2 Bucks, 3 Celtics, 4 Pacers, and then 5 would be Nets, but 1-4. And I believe the Sixers are going to be the 1 seed because the team is so abnormally big. You know, they have 3 players that are the size of center. Embiid is like 7 foot without shoes. Simmons is almost 6'10 without shoes. And Al Horford is 6'10 without shoes, I believe. So that's just going to be a terror for opposing teams to get rebounds. And I think it all depends on Ben Simmons' shot. I don't think he needs to be a consistent 3-point shooter for the team to be successful, just a successful mid-range. And to increase his free throw percentage to at least 65%, which I think he can do. He went from 56 to 60 last year, so we can get it up another 4 to 5%. That'd be huge for the team. Then I have the Bucks at 2 because obviously Giannis, the MVP of the league right now. And they did lose Malcolm Brogdon, which I think was a mistake by them. I think they should have kept him, especially for the small price that he left for. 4 years, $85 million, which to normal people sounds like a lot of money, but in the NBA standards, it's not that much. And they obviously have Middleton there, George Hill, Brooke Lopez. So yeah, they've got a good team. I just don't know if their bench is good enough, but they're a really good team, and there's no doubt in my mind they'll either be the 1 or 2 seed in the East. And then the Celtics are always going to be competitive. You know, they have Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who just got a fresh new extension. That's a good young core. They have Gordon Hayward looking to prove something. Obviously, Kemba Walker, who's a star. I guess you can consider Kemba Walker a star. And they had a good draft. They drafted Romeo Langford, Grant Williams. So I think they're going to be a good team. And then I have the Pacers, 4th. Just because Oladipo is going to be out for a little while, so it's going to be hard for that team to win games. But yeah, that's my 1-4 for the East. And then for the West, it gets a lot more complicated. So I'm just going to do a quick search of when Paul George is supposed to be back, because I really don't know. I think I saw November. Yeah, this article from CBS Sports, Clippers start to miss at least first 10 games per Doc Rivers. Well, the Clippers did beat the Lakers last night without Paul George. So I'm going to go my 1-4 in the West, will be 1 Clippers, 2 Denver, 3 Lakers, 4 Rockets. Clippers 1 because that duo is just insane defensively, plus Patrick Beverly, Lou Williams. They got Shamit to space the floor, Montrezl Harrell, who's a spark plug, great defender. That team is just built for the playoffs, built on hard-nosed defense, and they have the scorers in PG, Lou Will, and Kawhi. That team is just going to be unreal. And they won last night even without Paul George. So 2, Denver. Denver is always a good regular season team. They always do well, and they don't usually show up in the playoffs. But sorry if that offends any Denver fans. But Michael Porter Jr. is set to return this season. While I don't expect him to contribute much, he will contribute, period. So that'll be a huge help to them. Jamal Murray, fresh off an extension with a lot to prove. So yeah, I don't see Denver getting past the first or the second round in the playoffs, but I think they'll be the 2 seed. 3, I have the Lakers. just because the LeBron and AD duo is incredible, and Kuzma there to be the sidekick to them. But the rest of the team is just split out not good. Danny Green had a good game last night, but that is obviously not sustainable. So I have them being the 3 seed. And by the way, the 3 seed in the West is still a huge deal because that conference is so good this season. And then 4, I have the Houston Rockets because I think it's going to take at least 20 games for the James Harden, Russell Westbrook duo to, you know, like, to like mesh well together, to figure out each other's play style, how they could play off each other. That's going to take a while. And there's nothing wrong with that. I hope they figure it out come playoff time. I think it's going to take a while, and that's why they're in the 4 seed in the regular season and not the playoffs. So that is going to wrap up this NBA preview episode. I am hyped to watch the Sixers play. They are playing in 73 minutes from right now. I am extremely excited for this season. This one's going to be awesome now that the Warriors are dismantled, technically. We don't know who's going to win, and that's an awesome feeling, especially as a Sixers fan, knowing there's a really good chance they win. So thank you all for watching this episode. Shout out to Anchor for sponsoring it again. And that's going to wrap it up. Follow me on Twitter at JDM53 and make sure to 5335 and follow us on Instagram @Scorelined. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.